Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Johnstown Flood, the incredible story behind one of the most devastating disasters America has ever known, by David McCullough, read by Edward Herman. We are creatures of the moment. We live from one little space to another, and only one interest at a time fills these. William Dean Howells in A Hazard of New Fortunes, 1889. Part 1. The Sky Was Red. Chapter 1. Again that morning there had been a bright frost in the hollow below the dam, and the sun was not up long before storm clouds rolled in from the southeast. By late afternoon, a sharp, gusty wind was blowing down from the mountains, flattening the long grass along the lakeshore, and kicking up tiny whitecaps out in the center of the lake. The big oaks and giant hemlocks, the hickories and black birch and sugar maples that crowded the hillside behind the summer colony, began tossing back and forth, creaking and groaning. Broken branches and young leaves whipped through the air, and at the immense frame clubhouse that stood at the water's edge, halfway among the cottages, blue wood smoke trailed from great brick chimneys and vanished in fast swirls, almost as though the whole building, like a splendid yellow arc, were under steam, heading into the wind. The colony was known as the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club. It was a private summer resort located on the western shore of a mountain lake in Cambria County, Pennsylvania, about halfway between the crest of the Allegheny Range and the city.